I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, New Orleans? What's up across the Gulf South? And what's up to you listening wherever you are tonight at WWL.com, the radio.com app, 38 states across the continental U.S., Mexico, the Caribbean. What's going on? Big news, breaking news just minutes ago, reported by Sheldon Mickles of The Advocate. Lowell Narcisse indeed does intend on transferring, and we heard last hour, actually a couple hours ago now, that Justin McMillan, who was absent from practice today, he's also considering transferring from the LSU football program. This is certainly a big bombshell today. That's half of your quarterback competition, half of your quarterback room that apparently sees the writing on the wall here with Joe Burrow, and at least one of the guys is gone, and we're waiting to hear about McMillan. Let's bring on in Sheldon Mickles to talk about this right away, who covers LSU football for The Advocate, at Mickles Advocate on Twitter. Sheldon, give us the latest here. I just saw the update a couple of minutes ago that Narcisse does indeed plan to transfer.
Yeah, and we had gotten late this afternoon after practice, we had gotten some indication that there would be an announcement sometime after 7 or 7:30. And it apparently just became official. I think he posted at 8:05. I think that's what the number was at the time. We just posted it ourselves. So, it was kind of crazy day. Obviously, when we went out to practice, we're out there for about 25 minutes or so, and the first thing you notice is because they wear yellow jerseys, the quarterbacks, and there was only four of them today instead of six. Mm-hmm. Of course, that counts the two two walk-ons. And so everybody started and I don't think anybody really at that point thought anything of it. And, you know, we thought it might have been just injuries and a couple of us just kind of kidded, well, they both transferred. And, you know, toward the end of practice, things started popping and everybody had, I guess their ideas of what was happening. We made a few phone calls around 5 o'clock and I got it confirmed from a source that's very close to the Lowell Narcisse situation that about 5:30 he told me that it was a pretty much a done deal. He was still considering it, but he had to talk to some other people, I guess the coaches, maybe one more chance, but one more time. But he was pretty certain it was going to happen, just, you know, and he was going to make a statement tonight. So apparently a statement just came in a little while ago.
Sheldon Mickles of The Advocate joining us again. Lowell Narcisse announces just minutes ago that he is transferring from LSU. He was absent from practice today. Justin McMillan also absent. And the word is that he also plans to transfer, Sheldon?
Yeah, we've heard that. And then a little while ago, I heard from another source that maybe he's not fully, ready to go yet. Still, maybe he might be mulling his options. But the fact that neither one was at practice today, I mean, you know, I don't know if the coaches told him, hey, take the day off and think about it. Or, you know, we have no idea what happened. We didn't have any availability with Ed Ogeron today. So everybody's kind of in the dark. But I've heard from most people, I would say, that we've reached out and talked to that McMillan is, going to be on the move. Although, like I said, I talked to somebody about 15 minutes ago and said maybe it's not quite the done deal yet. So getting a little conflicting reports on that one. So, like I said, crazy day when you have, four scholarship quarterbacks, and by midnight tonight you may only have two, or at least by practice tomorrow you may only have two. So not an ideal situation for a Division I program, but
Were they expecting this? Were they expecting this, Sheldon? How out of the blue was this for Coach O and the staff?
You know, I don't know how much they listened to the rumblings and stuff, but, you know, there's been a lot of fan chatter since spring practice, you know, that Narcisse was going to leave. I remember back as early as January, you know, people were talking about him probably leaving. McMillan, you know, I don't think, you know, from he had some tweets when, you know, Joe Burrow came in, and I think obviously he wasn't happy about the situation. Here's a guy that's waited his turn. You know, this is his fourth year in the program. He's waited his turn, and then here they go. They bring this guy in from Ohio State. So, we haven't talked to any of these quarterbacks since practice started on August the 4th. They haven't made any of them available to us, so we haven't been able. And then every time we've tried to ask, you know, other players about the situation, you know, who's doing what, and, you know, we see a little bit in practice, but it's all individual drills, and they've had a pecking order. Who takes the first snap, you know, like for running backs, you know, to hand off to the running back. And so I would say out of all these days of practice, McMillan got the most first snaps of anybody, you know, in that drill. And so it might have been come a surprise to him that, hey, he's not in the mix. And, you know, if he does indeed transfer. But I don't think, you know, the way it all played out, I don't think he, you know, probably thought he got the chance that he deserved, you know, being here 4 years. So, you know, if it does happen, you know, they're down to two scholarship quarterbacks and two guys that are, you know, one's a true freshman quarterback and the other one, I'm trying to think, the other one is a transfer from Tennessee Tech. So I don't think.
Not ideal.
Yeah, not ideal situation for a Division I Power 5 conference quarterback situation. So, like I said, it's been kind of a hectic couple of 3 hours here, and we may not know until tomorrow about Justin McMillan for sure.
Yeah, indeed. Great work here, Sheldon. Sheldon Mickles, who covers LSU football for The Advocate. I know you're busy. Thanks for the couple of minutes here, Sheldon, and we'll be watching your work and reading your work at The Advocate on this. Thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.
All right, at Mickles Advocate on Twitter. Again, great work by he and also the new LSU beat reporter, Brooks Cabina, both, I believe, co-penning the first reports earlier today on this. They were among the first to report this. Great job by Sheldon. Great job by The Advocate all over this story. What do you think, LSU fans? Look, this is big news. I know Joe Burrow, the writing's been on the wall here since he transferred. He was going to be the starter. Miles Brennan was likely going to be the primary backup. But when you lose two of your scholarship quarterbacks, half of your scholarship quarterback rooms in one fell swoop in hours on one night, it is not good. Not in my book. Not good at all. What do you think? 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. You can text us at 870-870. Let's squeeze in a call here from Junior in New Orleans. Junior, I know you've been holding on since the last show. What's going on?
I already know how it goes. These roles get hot.
All right. Junior, go ahead. Tim, just... I don't know what that was. Junior's been on hold forever. Apparently didn't know he's on the radio. Okay, let's take a break here. We'll reset. We'll take your calls on this. And then coming back next, I want to talk about the transcendent athletes of our time. I wanted to do this topic after watching Tiger Woods in that gallery, the Sea of Red, on Sunday. I'm going to lay out my criteria for what I think it takes to be considered a quote-unquote transcendent athlete, somebody who transcends sports, their popularity, their cultural influence for current athletes today. And I'm going to talk to Scott Alexander about this. I think it's going to be a good conversation, a fun conversation. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on this LSU situation throughout the show. Just getting started here on Double Coverage. I'm Seth Dunlap. This is WWL. Welcome back to the show. Again, the breaking news for LSU. Lowell Narcisse has announced his intention to transfer, and Justin McMillan expected to follow suit, although no official announcement yet. So that is half of your scholarship quarterback room for LSU gone in one fell swoop tonight. Rumors of this broke a few hours ago. Both players were not seen at practice today. And then The Advocate was all over this. Again, great reporting by Sheldon Mickles and also Brooks Cabina over there. We will update you once we know more. And if you want to talk about this, you can give us the call at the numbers you just heard or give us a text also. So one of the conversations we wanted to have today, and this goes back to what I watched on Sunday. I opened the show with it yesterday, talked the first half hour of the program about it. Just how incredible it was to watch Sunday Tiger Mania return. And it proved to me how important he is, not just to golf, but to sport. and really our American culture in general. I mean, we have a whole color on one day of the week dedicated to the guy. It was incredible to watch. So I wanted to talk today about my list of current athletes that I would consider transcendent type athletes. Transcendence meaning that their influence, their popularity, breaks the boundaries of sport. So here's my criteria for my list. Exceptional success and considered among the best in their sports. That's obvious. Also, they have a cultural impact, again, that reaches far beyond their sport. So an example of this, Mike Trout, one of the best baseball players of his generation, Hall of Fame track, but he doesn't have that cultural impact, so he wouldn't be on this list. Next, a large, diverse fan base. Can't be narrow casting here. A legacy imprinted by business, by their charitable work. And finally, it's in the title here, their popularity transcends their sport. You can't just have this huge fan base that's just football fans. You got to have a popularity that reaches beyond the bounds of your sports here. So I wanted to talk about this, and I know somebody who would have a big-time opinion on this and great insights with Scott Alexander. I was texting him earlier today to tell him that I was doing this. And Scotty, welcome onto the program. Scott, host of Primetime Sports on CST and WLAE TV. I was texting you earlier saying, man, I know you'd probably be up for this conversation. You want in? And you said you want in, man. What's up?
Well, let me just be honest with you, because I, Seth, when I heard it, I've been working, did a show today. It was at the pool when you did it, just finished a workout, and I was exhausted. And I'm thinking there's no way, because I'm doing all kinds of work tonight. But but let me be honest with you. I said, you know, because when I heard it, I immediately, when I got the text, I thought of five people at the top of my head within literally 15 seconds. And then I didn't think about it again, because I came home, did some more work, just ate dinner. And then about 3 minutes ago, I thought about it again. And so this is not a studied thing. And I don't know. I didn't know your criteria, but let me just, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I'm just going to tell you the things that came to my mind first.
Sure.
And I'm going to have like a thought for a couple minutes. And I'm not, like I said, there was no research, no anything on this. So the obvious one to me off the top of my head, and I'm from a little from a different era than you, although I was not old enough to remember the impact he had socially, but Muhammad Ali came to mind first, because yeah, this is a guy that was, you know, a lot of these are going to be color related for a lot of different reasons. Muhammad Ali came in as a brash, outspoken guy, and this is before my time. I went to 1979, I believe it was, or 78, 79, with Leon Spinks. I believe it was in September with my dad. We were at the Superdome, and he won his third heavyweight title, and that was a record at the time. So that's kind of my history. And a little earlier, he fought Frazier and Foreman, and I saw those because those were back on regular TV. But I did not know until later in life about his civil disobedience and, you know, how he stood up for not going to the draft. He went to jail for it. He got his heavyweight title taken away.
Right.
There are a lot of people that could not stand him, and I heard from both sides my entire life, honestly, as a kid in college at this point and beyond. And I'm going to tell you, this is the one guy that in my lifetime that I just immediately think of. And then the second person I thought of, just because I'm a history nut, was Jesse Owens. I just thought what he meant going to Munich and in the Olympics when Hitler was in charge, and Hitler having to give him the gold medal and what that meant. Obviously, you know, we're years from slavery, but not really in a lot of sense, because, you know, the civil rights moment, you know, hadn't really hit yet. We're talking about the 30s back then. So that was my next one. And that was a huge moment for Americans of all races, in my opinion. And then I started thinking about my era when I was a kid in the early 70s. And there was two guys that just immediately came to mind for different reasons, but they both put their sports on the map in different ways. One of them was Arthur Ashe. In a white man's sport, this guy became a true champion, a gentleman of the game, who could not gain respect of everyone by just watching him not only perform gracefully on the court, but just how he was as a human being. I mean, this was a guy that just commanded respect, and I thought of him in that same era. I was never a soccer guy growing up, but one of my first memories is of Pele. Going to the New York Cosmos in the early 70s, and I just remember what a presence this man had, and he was a worldwide presence. Other than Muhammad Ali, probably the biggest presence in the world. And then I started going forward. I'm thinking, okay, Michael Jordan, well, he transcended because he's the first athlete I thought that gave a worldwide brand
yes
to sport. And he was like, And I was right in the middle of him. I got to work all these playoff games with Craig Sager with him. And then I just started thinking, well, Shaq kind of was the next guy doing that, because I used to do the games in Tokyo. And I remember everybody in Tokyo, like, we did one game a year. It was always the first game for like six straight years in the late 90s and early 2000s. And everybody was talking about Shaq, Shaq, Shaq. You wouldn't not say something about LSU. They go, oh, Shaq's college. And I'd be like, what? People know. And then I started thinking about a game that I'm very bad at, but I respect the people that are great at. And I thought, man, Jack Nicklaus, he transcended it all. He was above the fray. And then I went straight to Tiger Woods, because Tiger took what Jack did and just doubled it. He brought a whole new audience in. He was the guy people wanted to see on Sundays, every Sunday, and he dominated a sport. Jack had more rivals than Tiger did. They were equal as golfers, in my opinion. And then I started thinking, okay, I'm segueing again. Tiger Woods, a white man's sport. And then I started thinking, man, what about women in tennis? Williams sisters, this has been incredible what they did. And I'm thinking, okay. And I just now thought of three more. And Jackie Robinson's got to be at the top of the list. He integrated baseball. But Babe Ruth was transcendent just as much. Babe Ruth was way beyond the game. He was out of shape like most of us. The guy loved to eat and drink all night long and come out and hit three home runs the next day. And he was still the lovable Babe Ruth. Even when he was grumpy, you just loved Babe Ruth. And then I started thinking about more recently. I mean, hockey. I'm not a hockey guy, but Wayne Gretzky transcended that sport. I mean, he was so above and beyond and such a gentleman. And Joe Montana, a lot of ways, in football as well. And then a totally different related. My last one is Tim Tebow, in a weird way. I don't know why I thought of Tebow, because, like I said, zero research, just brainstorm for 3 minutes. And Tebow came to me. It's like his popularity is so strong with one segment of society. Even though he was a phenomenal college football quarterback, but we all knew that he wasn't an NFL quarterback, but he's so likable in so many ways, you want to root for this guy. And I feel in a different way, he was transcendent as well.
Wow. That's great stuff. I think I agree with every single one on your list here. I don't have any disagreement.
No, on a couple.
No, I don't think I disagree with any of them. I might slightly disagree with Tebow, at least for my criteria, because I'm not sure he has that worldwide fan base. But other than that,
I wish I'd known that criteria before.
No. First of all, this is just my criteria. You can have your own criteria. So then you don't have to follow my criteria on this. Scott, I guess we'll leave it at that, man. That was that was perfect. That was perfect, dude.
All right. I love you, bro.
Yeah.
That's great work, Seth.
Yeah, thanks, man. That was great. Scott Alexander giving his take on this. I'll come back and I'll tell you my transcendent athletes of this generation. We'll get into that and your phone calls at 504-260-1870. Look, there's not often I just leave an interview that quickly, because it was just perfect. I didn't want to spoil what Scott said. That was well done. A little 8-minute riff by Scott Alexander. I could not have said it better myself, and I won't say it better myself when I talk about my list here. That was awesome. We're talking about the transcendent athletes that we've seen all time, but my list is just this generation. But I also want to just open it up to the all time. Who would be on your list? And sometimes these lists balloon a little bit. I think this is a really narrow list. This is a really exclusive group here. You can call in. You just heard the number. You can also text us at 870-870. Here's a couple of ones from the 985. Hank Aaron, Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. I don't think Jim Brett's. I guess Jim Brown would be on there for me. Larry? That's close. Same with Kareem. I don't know if Kareem and Larry would make my list, but it's close. I think this is a joke, of this generation, Danica Patrick. What do you think about that, Timmy? No. Timmy's shaking his head. So, again, here's my criteria for what I consider, and this gets thrown out, this word is becoming a little bit cliche, transcendent, right? But I think that means their popularity transcends their sport. They have a large, diverse fan base. Their cultural impact reaches far beyond their sport. They have a legacy imprinted by either business acumen or charitable work, that legacy imprinted and lasting for a very long time. And also, obviously, exceptional success and considered among the best in their sports. That's my criteria. So of the current athletes playing right now, again, this is a very exclusive list. First, and I think the most obvious, is LeBron James. He's the greatest player of this generation, one of the greatest players of all time. We could have the GOAT conversation. I hate the GOAT conversation. Talked about that before. But there's no denying he's one of, if not the greatest player of all time. Talking about his endorsement deals. The dude's everywhere. McDonald's, Nike, Beats, founded Blaze Pizza. Instantly recognizable worldwide. If I went overseas and I said, you know who LeBron James is, could you point him out of a lineup? You're going to know like that. A sprawling, diverse, and fiercely loyal fan base. I am not sure there is a more fiercely loyal fan base out there right now than LeBron's. Incredible charity work. Just talked about the school last week. And here's the thing. You cannot write the cultural history of the United States in the past 10 years without LeBron. That's huge. You cannot write a history of this country the last 10 years from a cultural perspective without LeBron. Got a net worth estimated at over $500 million. Might be far greater than that and will be far greater than that by the time it's all said and done. LeBron James on this list. That one is obvious, right? Another obvious one, Scott mentioned this one, Tiger Woods. Net worth at one point over $1 billion. He's the greatest player of his generation, one of the greatest golfers of all time. And let's be honest here. He helped break through that color barrier in golf. Golf was thought of and still is a little bit as an upper-class white guy sport. For generations, he broke through that. People who aren't golf fans, and this was proven again on Sunday, who've never watched a round in their life, they know who Tiger Woods is, and they can instantly pick him out. Think about this. He has an instantly recognizable image, right? When you think of Tiger, what do you think? Ball cap, tucked in polo, probably in red, the khakis, sunglasses maybe. Just has that image. His popularity quite literally transcends golf. Like I said in the open, we literally have an entire color on one day of the week dedicated to Tiger. If you're wearing red on Sunday, that's Tiger Sunday. Visually iconic as anything else in sports. Seriously, think about that. Do we have anything a day of the week as iconic as that in one sport right now? I mean, it is. Red Sunday is Tiger Sunday. He also has, and it's kind of unexplainable and hard to quantify, but he's got a charisma and magnetism that draws people to him, even through all the off-the-course stuff that he's went through the last decade. He also has multiple charities, including the Tiger Woods Foundation, the Tiger Woods Learning Center, Caddies for Cure, I think he's involved in. Tiger Woods on this list. Serena Williams. Absolutely on any list of transcendent athletes of just this generation. She's the greatest female tennis player of all time. It's not close. She's probably the most dominant athlete of the past 30 years, and that also isn't close. Much like Tiger, she helped break through that color barrier in tennis. Another sport traditionally thought of for the wealthy, kind of white upper class, right? She helped break through that along with her sister Venus. She's visually iconic. Again, just like Tiger. If you're driving right now, if you're sitting at home, wherever you are, just think. When I say Serena Williams, what do you think of? Maybe a midriff cut off, the skirt, the visor, the puffy hair in the back. Visually iconic. Instantly recognizable worldwide. And heck, she starred in a Beyonce video. I didn't just appear, she starred in a Beyonce music video, which probably puts her in this category in itself, right? Football player on here, current. And these are current players. Again, exclusive list. I think this is exclusive. I don't like these lists ballooning. Tom Brady. I think he's the only football player currently playing on this list. He's perhaps the greatest football player to ever live. He's the biggest winner in the sports history. And my goodness, the dude has defied parity in a sport where dynasties weren't supposed to exist. The salary cap, the CBAs were all designed to make sure Tom Brady couldn't do the things he was doing. Everybody, every single person, football fans, non-football fans, they all have an opinion on Tom Brady. He's got his dapper good looks, we know that. His supermodel wife. They're nearly talked about in that way as much as his on-field play. He wasn't the star the sport wanted, that's for sure. The sport wanted Peyton Manning to be the star. but he was the star it got, and he maximized every ounce of his value during the last two decades. It's incredible. And you cannot write the history of American sports this generation without having a very large chapter on not just the play of Tom Brady, but the life of Tom Brady, both on and off the field. And he's one of the – we're in this American sports bubble where we don't realize that football players, for the most part, aren't really popular overseas, aren't really recognizable overseas. Tom Brady, one of the few that is. Peyton Manning before him also, one of the few that is. We all love Drew. You know my love for Drew. I have him at number three on my list of quarterbacks all time, I believe. I think it was three or four when I did this a couple of weeks ago. Insane love for Drew. This isn't an anti-Drew thing. But if you go overseas, Drew Brees isn't going to be nearly as recognizable as Tom Brady. It separates him. The final athlete, current athlete on this list, it's not an American player. But I think you listening out there, if you're really objective about this, you would agree. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. He is one of the very few international athletes that have penetrated and mattered to the American sports audience. Pele before him. One of the very few international stars that have done that. But he has. And you know what? He's probably the most famous athlete in the world, even eclipsing LeBron James. He's one of the 10 best players in soccer history. And you cannot talk soccer right now without almost immediately thinking about Ronaldo. You know how I said think about Serena, think about Tiger? When I say soccer, when I say World Cup, I think a lot of people would instantly, somewhere in their mind, have a picture of Cristiano Ronaldo floating around. He transcends that sport. Most popular athlete, most likely, in the world. If we took that poll, everybody in the world. I think that's it. Maybe I missed somebody. Did I miss anybody currently who you would have on this list? Current players, current athletes. Now, I got some other ones recently retired I'll get to here in just a little bit, but I'm curious. What do you think of my list? Who would you have on this list? 504-260-1870. That's the phone number. Area code 504-260-1870. You can also shoot me a text at 870-870. Text from the 985. What about Jerry Rice? I don't think Jerry Rice would have been on my list. Greatest wide receiver in history. One of the best football players in history. I don't think he's on this list. And he was 10 points out. That's a great point here. Was he the most popular player even on his team? No, I think that was Joe Montana. All right, we'll take a break. Back with your calls and text. I'm Seth Dunlap. Great conversation. Transcendent athletes right here on Double Coverage. Awesome topic here. Who are the transcendent stars, the transcendent athletes right now, the ones that are still playing, and also we're opening up to the ones all time. I think this list is exclusive, and this is a word, transcendent, that gets thrown around there a lot. I was joking with Todd Meneses today a little bit about that word. I think it's become a little bit cliche, but I do think in the truest sense of the word, there are a few athletes, and I mean a few. There's only five on my list currently, where their popularity not only transcends their sport, but their cultural impact, their societal impact, their social impact also transcends that sport. I got five names on my list. Just went over them. LeBron, Tiger, Serena, Brady, and Ronaldo. Exclusive list. I don't like these lists ballooning. That's my current list. I think those athletes right now are just bigger than the rest. Lots of text coming in on this. Here's one from the 504. What about Roger Federer? I thought a lot about Roger Federer. But with my criteria here, when I'm talking about popularity that, again, breaks the bounds of their sports. If I went down on Canal Street here and polled 10 people, I don't think that I would get more than two or so that know who Roger Federer is. If I go ask who LeBron is, it'd be 10 for 10. If I go ask if you've heard of Ronaldo, I think it'd be more than half. Same thing with Brady. Of course, obviously, Tiger, everybody's heard of. Serena, everybody's heard of here. By the way, Ronaldo's on my list because he is the most popular athlete worldwide, and he's one of the very few that have made an impact here and broken the bounds into the American sports psyche, and he just has. Everybody, if you're listening to this show, you're a sports fan listening to this show, you've heard of Ronaldo. At least the vast, vast majority of you have. Tim, who's on your list here? You got a couple of names on my board.
Yeah, I was going to go wrestlers. Obviously, the Hulk. I mean, Hulk Hogan, who I know he's a former wrestler, but Hulk Hogan, he, you know, transformed the state of wrestling. And then you got to go with, like, the most popular wrestler of this century is the Rock. I mean, the Rock right now with his movies and everything. Huge, huge star there.
No doubt. No, they would be on my list if I was in. I will kind of talk a little bit here about all time. I was just keeping it current. I have a text here. How can you forget Jordan? Well, because my list was current athletes, guys and gals that are playing right now. Jordan is undoubtedly on this list all time. Here's a text, Colin Kaepernick, changing the public and political discourse in America. You know, I thought about Colin Kaepernick and the way I thought about Tim Tebow. I couldn't put them on my list because a term we use here in the business, narrow casting. They are incredibly popular among a slim demographic set, not so much outside of that. Also, just didn't have the on-field impact that I think it takes to make my list. Also, technically right now, I guess neither of those guys playing. Let's go to Uptown Ruler here. Ruler, what's going on?
Hey, my two favorite tennis players are Serena and Jennifer Cabrieri.
Serena's definitely on my list. I talked about her, no doubt. Why Jennifer Cabrieri? That is a name out of left field.
Well, the reason why I like Jennifer Cabrieri because she gave Serena her money's worth.
Yeah, you're talking about Capriati? Yeah, that was I remember her. You know what? Now that I'm remembering, I remember her in big match after big match after big match in the middle part of the 2000s, if I remember right.
But she got caught smoking marijuana.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they suspended her. They kicked her off.
Well, that's definitely not a performance enhancing drug though, right? If anything.
No, but it's not. But guess what? That's what they did. They kicked her out. So,
yeah.
She never came back.
No, I got you. Good stuff, Ruler. Phone lines are open for you at 504-260-1870. Again, area code 504-260-1870. Tim, you wrote on my board Derek Jeter. So if I'm talking about recently retired athletes, I've actually got Derek Jeter written down here. Look, you're talking about if I say the captain of the Yankees or the captain, you know I'm talking about Jeter. He became as known for his smile and kind of his off-the-field bachelor life as much as he was on the field. One of the greatest shortstops of his generation. And here's the thing. He was the face of baseball, and you could argue that Derek Jeter had a big hand in moving the sport through and past the steroid era. You're talking about a guy that most people believe was, you know, quote-unquote clean, and you also know him by one name, Jeter. In a sport that lacks charisma, he's got it. Jeter's on my list. He is. Not current athletes, obviously, but all time, Derek Jeter's on my list.
He was also on Sesame Street, so, I mean, that's big for an athlete.
I didn't realize this. He was on Sesame Street, like when he was super young?
Like as a star, as like one of the people that talks to Elmo and Big Bird.
Oh, really? I didn't realize. Okay. Jeter on Sesame Street. Text from the 985. What about Michael Phelps? Yeah, Phelps is on my list. Is he a current athlete, though? Is he going to play in the Olympics? Phelps, one of the greatest athletes of all time. He'd be in my top five greatest athletes of all time. Does Michael Phelps, because he's a swimmer, does he have that worldwide appeal? Does he have that worldwide appeal? Text from the 504. Following up, you said transcendence, their effect off the field. He may not be popular, but he has impacted society more than anyone else mentioned in this conversation other than Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali. He does. Talking about Colin Kaepernick in that text. Does just didn't fit my criteria for my personal list here. We've got a couple of calls and a couple of phone lines open for you. We'll get to those in just a second. We'll spill this over into next hour if we have to. I'm Seth Dunlap. This is Double Coverage. Quick update again earlier tonight, LSU quarterbacks Lowell Narcisse and Justin McMillan. And Lowell Narcisse did announce his intention to transfer from LSU. We're expecting Justin McMillan to follow suit. Both Quarterbacks were not present at practice today. We have the story online right now at WWL.com. Let's squeeze in a call here talking about the transcendent athletes of all time and of current time, of our time right now. We'll spill this conversation into next hour. So if you're on hold, hang around. But let's go to Gene in Slidell. Gene, you're on WWL. Gene, what's going on? You're on.
It's up. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm an old timer. I'm 75 years old.
All right.
But a text come in and mentioned Phelps.
Yes.
The Olympic swimmer.
Michael Phelps, yeah.
And, yeah. And unless I misunderstood you, you said, well, a world of appeal doesn't apply. But he did it in the Olympics. Everybody's eyes in the world is on Olympics.
It's a good point.
He won more gold medals than anybody.
It's a good point, Gene. It's a good point. No, like you said, Gene, no, I think it's a fair point. I think you make a good point here. I don't think he's – is he a current athlete? Because I was just talking current athletes, but two things with Phelps. Number one, he's in my top five greatest athletes all time, no doubt. And I guess we could have a debate just because it's swimming, and I know the Olympic factor that you just mentioned – if I asked somebody in Beijing, you know who Michael Phelps is? I think they know, maybe, probably. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong about Phelps. Good call, Gene.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.